A quarter of a century ago, Walter Mosley introduced the character Easy Rollins, an Army vet turned private eye, to tell the story of Black post-war Los Angeles. Today, Easy Rollins is a literary icon, and Mosley is one of America's best-known writers. His newest book in the series is called Charcoal Joe. Karen Grigsby Bates from our Code Switch team talked with Mosley about Easy's creation and journey.
Ask Walter Mosley what he does, and he'll say simply, I'm a writer, and he's written a lot.
I've published 52 books and maybe 30 short stories and another 30 or 40 articles.
Most writers specialize in one or two types of books, but Mosley refuses to be constrained. He's written mysteries, science fiction, erotica, and young adult fiction, plays and opinion pieces and essays. He's even penned a slim book that instructs would-be fiction writers on how to get started. And it's not always about the money.
I have all these things. I'm continually writing them. And, you know, people say, well, I can't sell that. I said, well, that's okay. We'll just publish it. Don't give me any advance. And we'll see where it goes. You know, because the idea of writing, if you want to get rich, you go into real estate.
But it's his Easy Rollins series that made Walter Mosley famous.
I've got a West Side baby. She lives where...
The Rollins series begins in 1948, when Los Angeles is adjusting to its new population of Black migrants from the South who came to work in war-related industries. Those experiences are vividly portrayed in the novel Devil in a Blue Dress in 1990 and later in the 1995 movie version. In this scene, Easy, played by Denzel Washington, has just been let go from his job at one of the city's many airline factories. He's not happy about it, and he tries to get his boss to reconsider.
I need a house to live in. I need to put clothes on my back, Mr. Giacomo. I need the job.
I'm sorry, fella. I gotta get back to work.
My name's not fella.
Huh?
My name's not fella. My name is Ezekiel Rollins.
Mosley's tale of love, political corruption, and racial intrigue became a bestseller. Bill Clinton famously became one of his biggest fans. And the series has brought him honors. Mosley was chosen as the 2016 Grand Master of the Mystery Writers of America, their highest honor. The Lifetime Achievement Award puts him in the company of past grandmasters like John le Carré, Ross Macdonald, and Agatha Christie. David L. Yulin, former book critic for the Los Angeles Times, says the Rollins novels are fine mysteries, but Mosley goes beyond the genre.
I think he's operating in the tradition of writers like Balzac or Dickens, who wrote sort of broad social novels with large casts of characters moving across a variety of classes and social spheres, and also in which the city, Paris or London, or in Walter's case, Los Angeles, becomes a character in its own right.
In the Easy novels, the city is important, the people even more so. Mosley said he had a very specific objective. He wanted to write about the lives he saw around him growing up in L.A. It was part passion, part mission.
One of the things that I understood is that you don't exist unless you're in the literature, and that doesn't include history books. And the Black people in California, they just weren't remembered. Nobody was telling their stories.
Fortunately, there were stories aplenty. As a boy, Mosley listened to his father and his father's friends talk over backyard beers about politics, music, and finessing the city's notoriously racist police. Those stories helped shape the Easy novels and enabled Mosley to paint a vivid portrait of L.A.'s evolving Black community. Critic David Yulin says the books span a critical period in L.A.'s evolution.
Many, many things changed from 48 to 68 in Los Angeles, and particularly in terms of race relations, racial culture, racial divisions, etc., which are at the essence of what the Rollins books are tracing.
The novels move from the pre-civil rights era to the late 60s, when Easy has a steady day job but still occupies much of his time seeking answers for people who can't or won't go to the police. By Little Scarlet, the ninth book, Easy has become a private eye, and the Watts riots have reduced his old neighborhood to ash. But after Blonde Faith, the 11th book, Mosley was stuck. The novel ended with Easy driving off a Malibu cliff. Fans were devastated. Mosley didn't see a way around it.
I had no future for Easy, and so I decided I was going to stop writing him. I didn't think he was really dead, but I did think I was going to stop writing him.
And he did. For 6 years, Easy was just gone. Then Walter Mosley had an epiphany.
my father and his family's story had kind of come to an end at that point for me, and it was now my story. And if Easy was going to go on, I would have to put down these other people's interpretations of the world and use my own.
Which is exactly what he did. In 2013, Easy returns in Little Green, a story about a black teen who disappears into a hippie commune after a bad trip. The setting was the legendary Sunset Strip. It was a time when disaffected youth, activists, runaways, and dropouts turned Sunset Boulevard into a roiling scene each night. Mosley saw it all with his own eager teenage eyes.
10,000 hippies every night are marching barefoot up and down the street, getting high, talking about new philosophies and religions and notions, and trying to create a new culture, as they say, a counterculture.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
In this latest book, Charcoal Joe, Easy has settled into life. He's the co-owner of a detective agency, his two adopted children are doing well, and he has a fiancée, a beautiful flight attendant. But when a black Stanford graduate student goes missing, the kid's uncle, a feared gangster known as Charcoal Joe, asks Easy for help. Of course, complications ensue. Part of Easy's attraction is his humanity. Old-school private eyes did what they wanted, consequences be damned. Mosley says Easy doesn't have that option.
You arrest, Sam Spade, and he just said, well, you know, I'll just stay in jail. I don't have to answer you. But if you have a child at home that needs to be fed and protected, you have to figure a way to answer that policeman's question and also get yourself out of jail.
The next Easy installment will probably focus on the aftermath of the Vietnam War. It shouldn't be long. Mosley's quick and prolific.
I only write 3 hours a day, but I write 3 hours every day, 365 days a year. I just like write and write and write.
Which makes Walter Mosley's legion of fans happy, because now they can just read and read and read. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.